to Directions Media's Directions on the News for Tuesday, September 25th, 2007. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor of Directions Magazine. Each week we look at a topic of interest to the geospatial community. And today I'm joined by Rick Hutton, Vice President of Content Services at Metacarta, to speak about the company's announcement regarding its local alert service for publishers. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. With ArcGIS Online, you can combine ready-to-use maps, reference layers, and functional tasks with your local data to support your GIS work. Save time and benefit from on-demand GIS content. Learn more about ArcGIS Online at www.esri.com/directionsmag.
Rick, thanks for joining me this morning.
Hi, Adina. It's very nice to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so to get us started, can you tell me what Local Alerts service for publishers is and what kind of service it provides for publishers?
What Local Alerts does, the Metacarta Local Alerts service, is it leverages our unique technology to be able to extract geographic references from unstructured text in a manner that media can use online to be able to produce content that is very relevant from a geographic standpoint and present it to their users. So as you know, reams and reams of information is produced every day that's unstructured. A high percentage of that content that's produced every day, 80-85%, has geographic references kind of tied up in it. And it's not easy to extract that. You can extract some of it with keyword, but really you can't get out all of the geographic references that aren't expressions such as Boston, very discrete places that are mentioned. Our technology enables the publishers to do that. And what Local Alerts is one of the first applications that we're bringing to market for the media and publishing realm.
The user would either go in on a map or type in a zip code.
It's very, very simple to use. The user goes in and registers. Naturally, the publisher, the online entity that deploys Local Alerts, would have their promotion online. User goes to the page where they can register. Very easy to register. Enter in your name, enter in a valid email address, and then you just use a map to drag and zoom the map to display the area of interest that you care about for where you are interested to get to know if there are new stories published. And then you hit subscribe. You would get a confirming email in your inbox to make sure that somebody's not setting you up for spam. Once you've confirmed that link, on the schedule that's determined by the publisher, we process all of their stories. We geoparse and geotag all of their stories, put that in a database, match that to the user's that we have in the database, and for each user in the database, we essentially have a map extent that says there's a max and a min lat long for that user that says this is the area for which they want to be notified if there is new information, new stories published. And then whatever the schedule is that the publisher wants to run that job on, we run it, and the users magically get in their inbox, a local alerts message, and it has the links to the stories. When they click the link, it goes back to the publisher's site, so it's helping to draw users back to the publisher's site. It not only draws them back, but it draws them back in a geo-targeted manner. So now they know that these users are interested in content about these specific areas. That increases the stickiness of the site, drawing the users back more frequently than they might come back on their own, number one. Number two, it does so in a manner that allows that publisher to target to them with geographic metadata. So we can pass metadata on to the ad-serving engine, and the ad-serving engine can then send ads that are pertinent to that geographic area.
Right, and it certainly is possible that somebody from outside of that geography might be interested in that geography, so the ads may or may not be necessarily directly relevant.
Absolutely, but typically, you know, more often than not, if somebody has an interest in an area, it's because they either live, work, or play there, or they have a business interest in that area, or they have loved ones that live in that area. So if, for instance, myself, working in Cambridge, Mass., I'm interested in what's going on local to the office here, if there's any news stories popping up from either a business standpoint or a crime standpoint. I live about 30 miles west of the city, so I'm interested in what's going on there. But I have family around the country, and I'd like to really keep tabs on what's going on there as well. But for someone who is in, say, the real estate business, if they're looking to make an investment in Detroit, and they want to keep, you know, in a specific area, even a specific, you know, subdivision down to the level of a neighborhood, they want to keep tabs on what the news is in a specific area because they're either interested in making a real estate investment or they're a real estate person for a big corporation and they're looking to open a new Starbucks or they're looking to open a new retail store. They can really keep tabs on what's going on in a very specific area.
That's a really good point. And I think one of the things that you've highlighted is that most of us, you know, if we ruled the world, we would want to have a whole series of local alerts from different geographies across the U.S. or potentially across the world.
Sure.
And I guess the challenge here is that this is going to be implemented ideally on a publisher-by-publisher basis or a paper-by-paper basis?
Today, that's true, yes. The service is being marketed to publishers. And we call it local alerts, but that can be a misnomer of sorts. We are actually in deep discussions with some international news sources about providing local alerts, but it would be less on a localized manner that we're talking about right now and more on a regional level. That if you're publishing stories from all over the world, someone might say, listen, I'm interested in stories about New England, or I'm interested in stories about South Africa or something like that.
Right, so it's more of a geographic alert.
Absolutely. Technically, that's what it is. It's a geographic alert service.
And ultimately, certainly with some of the international news providers, it would be possible to draw a whole series of boxes on that map and request information from those particular geographies.
Absolutely. Well, the beauty of what we do is we're providing the access to the geographic metadata that's tied up in the publisher's content. And as you know, on the internet, in a digital media world, metadata-driven content presentation is very, very critical because it takes out the human manual labor effort that needs to take place today in a lot of situations. The second thing that we bring to the table that can be done is it provides the users a way to visualize the data, the information that they're looking at. And again, today when you look on news sites and they create maps of what's going on in the world, that's typically done in a manual fashion. Now, they have automated approaches, and companies like ESRI provide wonderful tools and services so that they can do that and do it with a minimum amount of effort and labor. But to be able to actually place those stories on a map is something that can be somewhat difficult for them. So we allow them to take that data and overlay it on a map such as an ESRI service would provide.
You're also sort of adding another twist on this, which is that this is a push sort of technology, ideally, that the email is going out to the user who requested it. There are a number of sites now that map the news.
Mm-hmm.
Basically take a story and somehow grab some geography information from it and put a dot on the map and say it's, you know, associated with this location. And my experience with those is that they tend to geocode very poorly.
Correct.
Because if the reporter is in Chicago, but the story is about the Sudan, they may or may not get it quite right.
Yeah, two things I'd like to say in response to that is, one, you're correct. Local Alerts is a push service, so it is designed to personalize, provide a personalized service to the user. This is specifically only send me information if there's news of interest to me that's news going on, say, in Central Square in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The second thing is what you talked about on the efficacy, really, of geoparsing and geocoding. Metacarta has been doing business for a number of years in the enterprise, and we really cut our teeth in the intelligence community and military strategic planning and a number of public sector organizations, and our technology works extraordinarily well. What we've done over the last several months, and why I am here in content services, the content services organization is chartered to take that technology and apply it to the digital media realm. And so what we're doing is we're taking the technology that Metacarta has developed over the last several years, which is really the best geoparsing and geotagging technology available, and being able to create applications that are valuable to the digital media realm. One of the beautiful things about that is that we're going to be able to add on features and functions like bringing in our geosearch technology to that as well.
Right. Well, let me go back to the user experience. I just wanted to make sure that when I set up my alert, is it a general alert that sort of covers everything in, say, I'll just pick our local paper, the Boston Globe, or can I specify to say I'm only interested in classified ads for cars that are newer than 1980 that are, you know, within a five-mile radius of my house?
Great question. Today, it's general news stories, but we are working on adding the ability to select categories so that one could go in and say, I do want to be alerted about news stories, or I do want to only be alerted about classified ads, or actually there's been some interest by some of the customers that we have in pilot today, like the MySanAntonio.com website, which is a website of the San Antonio Express newspaper down in Texas. They're very interested in having yard sales, believe it or not, so that people can go in and click and say, listen, alert me when there's yard sales in this area because I don't like to drive too far when I go yard sailing.
Excellent. I think that would be a very popular kind of thing. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the other media that might be involved. So we're a podcast right here. There's a whole other kind of publisher. Certainly there's television. Are those possibilities?
Absolutely. I mean, the challenge for us today would be in being able to take the soundtrack of a video, perhaps, and be able to put it into text, which there's all kinds of technology for closed captioning these days to do that. So we don't today have the ability, although we could partner someone in the future with someone in the future to do, say, speech-to-text conversion. But the easiest way for us would be to get a closed caption or a text version of the dialogue on a video, and then we can easily process that as well.
MySanAntonio.com is up and running, is that right?
That's correct. It's My San Antonio. It's actually, you can type in mysa.com, and if you look on the home page and scroll down a little below the fold, you'll see a little promotion that says Connect to Neighborhood News, and you click on that, and it tells you what you're looking at, and then you click on that, and it takes you to a registration page, and once you register, you're off to the races, and you'll be getting your local alert.
Now, are you aware, is this the first kind of alerts of this type? I think listeners probably are familiar with alerts. There's Google alerts. I get alerts from the New York Times, sort of on specific topics. But is this sort of the first geographic one that you're aware of?
I think it's the first one that's as effective as this. I think, you know, I can't name them, but in the past I've seen some news services and some information services that have pushed information based on geography. But typically it's been very, very simplistic and leveraged the dateline of news articles, which doesn't always work. You can have a news article published in Boston today that's about an IBM executive in New York from New York that got kidnapped in Mexico. So putting that on a map as Boston is really useless and of no value to the user unless you're able to effectively geoparse that story and place it in New York and Mexico. So then it becomes of great value to the user who is interested in knowing what news is going on about those two places.
Great. Well, Rick, we thank you for your time, and best of luck with the new offering. Hopefully it's coming soon to a newspaper near you.
Yeah, I think you'll start to see it on several sites. We're in discussions with quite a few publishers, and we're very, very excited about the prospects. Thank you for having me.
Before we go, I want our listeners to know that our sponsor, ESRI, would like you to know that the ESRI Electric and Gas User Group will be held in Nashville, Tennessee on October 8th to the 11th. Listeners are invited to share ideas, develop relationships, and explore the latest GIS advancement for electric and gas utilities. For more information, visit www.esri.com/directionsmag. You can always contact us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.